Chris and Jules.
Oh, finally, we connect. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I thought I was going to have to start sending smoke signals or something.
I know. Isn't that the truth? Well, as long as you're busy. But, I mean, mine's not very important. It's about that 3-carat chip diamond. So.
Oh, yeah. The one you emailed me.
Yeah. Well, it's out of the mounting now, but it's 338, and it's 10.07 by 10.15 by 5.30, and it's a European cut.
Oh.
But it has a real thin girdle. I think it must have, it was in that Gents bezel setting.
Yeah.
But I think that it must have been in a prong mounting before. Because the girdle is so thin that it's been chipped, you know.
Like if someone were to take, like the plier or whatever and squeeze the prong onto the...
Yeah.
Somebody probably chipped it that way.
Well, that. But there's 2 or 3 chips like that. But, I mean, I know that my ex-wife's engagement ring had an extreme... It was a Russian-made stone, cut stone. And it had an extremely thin girdle, and she chipped it a couple of times. I mean, it was in a 6-prong setting, but, it wasn't major, but, it just get hit, and it just, with the thin girdle, why, it would just get chipped.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so, but anyhow, the only way that, I do have another picture of it, but it doesn't show, it would be if I had to. I mean, it really needs to be sent, to you or somebody to look at, see what it can produce. I mean, I figured that it would, usually they would lose 20% or so.
Typically, around 20 to 25, yeah. But
yeah,
you're saying
so I figured it'd come out to be probably 2 3/4 or 2.5.
Right, yeah, on how, is it cleaved? Like, does it go down into the pavilion?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, one of them does, but, it's pretty drastic, but it's, it depends what you call drastic, but, but I don't know what to... but then when you send it, I was looking on your website. If you send something like that, that's probably $20,000. If you had to replace it, it wouldn't be that. It'd be what, maybe 15 to something if it were recut, maybe. Just
so it depends, would they want it recut into a brilliant or like a modern brilliant, or would they just want it, I guess that's the other question.
Yeah, well, it is a brilliant cut, it's just a European cut, so.
Yeah, but they can change it. They can make it modern round brilliant or
right,
just keep
right,
it the way
right.
it is.
Yeah, no, because we've done that with, you've done
some of yours, I think.
Some
of your older ones.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to get, send it in and do an estimate for what a recut would be on that, if they can just give you an estimate prior to recutting it, I don't know what you want to do.
Well, there's no way you can do it without seeing the diamond. That's the whole thing. So I think, he's just going to have to... consider paying a postage to get it there and back.
True.
If he doesn't want to,
So, otherwise, really, if he did it on his own, he'd have to come up with the insurance and everything.
Yeah. I have it right here in front of me, but I just, I was just kind of figuring what it might turn out to be. But, I just wanted to, discuss it with you a little bit.
Right, you know what? You have my cell phone. Can you take a picture of it? And, I'm not going to be able to tell, approximate what it would be, but
Well,
depending
Mick
on how
did.
Much they
yeah.
have to cut off.
Yeah, no, Mick did, and I do have it on my phone. So I'll just send it to you, and I mean, it may give you a little bit better idea, but still, I just think that's really not the way that it really needs to be done.
Exactly. I agree. You can't over it. You have to physically see it in order
Yeah.
to. I agree with you. See, I guess see
Yeah.
what the customer wants to do, really.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, it's been kind of crazy because we've started our, 30% off sale, and it's been crazy. So, I've been buying stuff that's in inventory. So, which
Yeah.
I, hope it works out, but anyway, it is what it is, and thank goodness it's Friday.
Right? Is yeah, 'cause well, tomorrow's your second Saturday, so you're open tomorrow, right?
No, next week, the
Oh,
14th.
God. Oh, yeah, Valentine's Day. Okay.
So anyhow, so that's, that'd be good. We've got this week to go with 30% off. So I was kind of crazy because I had one of my best customers, and well, I mean, it's the one that always wanted the 2-carat diamond, that I told you about the other day.
Oh,
But
yeah, and they
anyway.
ended up getting a lab grown. Yeah.
Yeah, so, but anyhow, I had a change here, and Kathy, the mother, is, I mean, she's short and maybe, she's just a little stocky, but anyhow, she's got a larger neck, but anyhow, I had a two-tone necklace here. It was called a snail cut, I mean, a snail link, but anyhow, I had it at 360 when we bought it, retail. And so anyhow, I checked this morning, and she needs a 20-inch. And to get a 20-inch, it would be $450. No, $503 for. I'll be right there. Oh, okay. So anyway, it cost $503.
Oh
In
my
two inch.
gosh, really?
In 2 inches longer. So, listen, I've got a customer just
Okay,
came in.
all
I'm
right,
gonna
you got
have
it.
to
Bye.
permit. All right, I appreciate it.
Yep,
Thank
you're
you.
welcome. Bye.